Well, Elizabethans used herbs in a way different than we do today. They used them for food, for medicine, to flavor their small beer. You had your comfrey called knit bone, your yarrow to put on wounds. Science didn't exist yet, so herbs were pretty much it. They used them to disguise the rancid odors of food that had been kept a little too long.
And their own rancid odors as well.
They used herbs for,
I love the way she politely tries to move beyond that.
Rosemary, Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 4. Doth not Rosemary and Romeo both begin with the same letter?
Rosemary is for remembrance. Because it was such a strong-smelling herb, they used rosemary in packing a corpse for the grave. And indeed, Shakespeare talks about Ophelia's flowers for her wedding being used for her funeral instead, and rosemary was a strong component of that.
Would they have also cooked with rosemary
in
Shakespeare's
yes.
time?
They could use rosemary to disguise some of those off flavors. Refrigeration didn't exist yet.
Jerry, characters throughout Romeo and Juliet, and maybe some of the other Shakespearean plays, are pairing different characters with plants from the garden.
Shakespeare, being such a great playwright, he took advantage of the audience's knowledge of floral symbolism. Like if he had somebody walk on stage carrying fennel, well, all the audience knew then that one of the meanings of fennel is fool. So the audience took one look at that and got the symbolism and figured out that this was going to be a fool in Shakespeare's play.
Lavender, A Winter's Tale, Act 4, Scene 3, Perdita. Here's flowers for you. Hot lavender, mints, savory marjoram. The marigold, that goes to bed with the sun, and with him rises weeping. These are flowers of middle summer, and I think they are given to men of middle age. You are very welcome.
Now, Jerry, I associate lavender with cleanliness.
Yes, and that's why the name lavande, it means to wash.
Does it really?
Uh-huh. It's one of the most ancient fragrances, and it's the symbol of cleanliness and health.
Wow, and I have to admit, I don't think of the Elizabethans as being all that obsessed with cleanliness.
Well, they, there he goes again.
I know, bashing the poor Elizabethans.
The lavender oils and waters and tinctures and all that were used in cosmetics and soaps.
So it might be easier to find an instance in which the garden and herbs didn't play a role in day-to-day life of Elizabethan men.
Everywhere you look. Here's something that Shakespeare didn't know. It's a blueberry. They're North American. They hadn't been discovered yet.